Football fans, are you ready? Are you ready for some football? Prepare to be amazed by Stan and the coach.
We're going to try this again. We got a little technical difficulty in our new studio, the Football Dojo and Training Center. So if you can hear us, we are going live, Facebook, Stan the Coach. I'm one of your hosts, Stan, with my co-host, the coach, Greg Ennis. Coach, what you think about that little snafu we have out there?
I'm trying to find out if it's working, man.
Well, hopefully we got folks back on live.
I see that you're going. You're actually watching the show. So we ought to be pretty good.
It's showtime.
You know, it's a little delayed right there. But, hey, we got folks picking up right here. We apologize for that. New studio, new problem.
And I'm all out of bumps.
I'll be back.
I will find you.
Hey, this jumping in.
We got a lot to do.
First off, we need to talk about some of these fine people that we've got to go around and see this week.
That's
number
right.
Number one, last Friday night, we went to the Saraland Andalusia game.
Big game. Hey, we rode up to the game. That nice big Dodge pickup truck. Stevie, we'll see you in just a minute, all right? We'll see you in just a minute, Stevie. We're going to get Stevie on. That big...
With the air conditioning
seats. With the air conditioning seats.
Oh, my God.
We still want them to bring back the old...
Don't call it what we used to.
Well, I don't know what we used to, but the vent underneath the steering
wheel. Yeah, we still want that, but those air conditioning seats, air conditioned leather seats are the bomb.
Yeah, Walt Massey Automotive. Andalusia, other
Steve
places.
Steve and Gerald.
Great guy.
Johnny Duggan. Everybody knows Johnny.
Johnny Duggan can sell ice to an Eskimo.
He could. Everybody knows Johnny.
But we went there, saw Andalusia, Saraland. We found out while there is proven to us there's a reason for classification.
Absolutely.
And, man, Saraland's got a good ball team. Andalusia does too.
They do. And, well, you know, I'm trying to get these. I hate headphones. You know, I never would wear them when I coach. But I hate them. But, you know, Saraland had a great team. Andalusia's got a really good team. It's beginning of the year. Everybody's going to have some hiccups. But
Week zero.
They call it week zero for a reason.
For a reason. Not all of our teams we covered played last week. Some played a regular season game. Some played a what we used to call a jamboree or a preseason game. And some got another day of practice.
Yeah.
So a lot of folks will open up this Friday night, week one. We're going to be out scattered everywhere. I think you've talked about going to see Oppenheim.
I'm going to see Oppenheim. I want to go see them podcasting tonight.
So
I stopped by and watched our practice this week.
So that usually is a pretty good classic matchup.
It is.
And, you know, Ops should be much improved. Daleville, which I told everybody.
You did?
I told everybody, Daleville, better watch out for Daleville in 2A. Jalen White, who is one of our nominations for Player of the Week. Walt Massey, Player of the Week.
That's right.
That we'll get to a little bit later. Had a big game.
But I'll tell you this. I went over there and watched practice. And I went and watched just see how they were looking and how things were going. Watching Jamie Dubose coach a defense is like...
Who now? Did you say Jamie Dubose?
I did.
Now, we talked to Jamie Dubose.
We talked to Jamie at the
something.
What, media day?
Yeah,
we talked to him at the media.
You got him up there in Montgomery.
Yeah, I did. But going out there and watching Mike Dubose coach that defense, it's like watching Michael, what's that artist that did the painting on the church?
Angelo.
Yeah.
He was a Ninja Turtle.
It was like watching him paint. I mean, he is a true artist on the football field.
Well, you know,
that was fun.
You know, big this week as well. We also want to thank Encore Rehabilitation and Encore Sports Medicine.
Boy, they were busy Friday night.
They're going to be busy every day of the week from till May.
Hey, that heat was nothing to play with.
The heat was tough, and I saw some of their working hard there in Andalusia at that game, trying to keep those players hydrated and make sure that they were adjusting and acclimating to that heat, especially on that turf field where it's a little bit warmer than it is on grass. And, you know, we got Stevie. I don't know if y'all can hear it back there. He's tickling the ivories back there at in the training center.
You're listening to Stan and the Coach on the Power Prep Sports Network.
He's tickling the ivories back there at in the training center part of the studio. But we also have Joker Graphics. You're wearing a fine.
Got a nice shirt.
Nike polo.
Polo.
With our blue map. Logo,
everybody came
Joker Graphics out. Right there on the sleeve. That is a fine looking shirt.
Everybody can't have a blue map.
They can't have a blue map. You gotta win it all to get the blue map. You know, that shirt makes you look slimmer and younger.
How fat do you think I am? How old do you think I am?
I'm just saying. You know, okay. I'm just saying. But, hey, got a lot of stuff to cover. We got our top 45.
Cool.
Oh, folks are mad at us about that. We got our players.
You know what? Win.
That's right.
That's what we got to do.
We got our players of the week. We got our team of the week and the band of the week. Man, we have had, and I'm going to say this again when we get to it, we've had over 3,000 people vote this past week. Can you believe that, Coach?
Well, you know, that is a prestigious award.
It is.
And to get the Walt Massey Player of the Week or the Walt Massey Team of the Week.
And we're looking for somebody who wants to take on that band of the week, because you get a lot of eyeballs because that band plays a big role Friday nights too, Coach. They put on a great show at halftime.
And you know, after 28 years of coaching, I did not realize, I knew how football had advanced.
Right.
I had no idea how bands had advanced. Watching the bands, it's entertaining.
Yeah. Hey, and folks say, there's a band, it's not that tough. Some of them jokers, you got to be tough. Some of them are carrying that, what's that big thing?
Sousaphone.
I don't know what a tuba. A tuba. I think it's
the same thing. I think a tuba is what they
call it. Well, I didn't see anybody carrying a triangle. I don't think that'd be real difficult at all. But, yeah, we enjoyed Friday night. We were both together at the Andalusia-Saraland game. Of course, to give you all a little background, my son plays for Andalusia. So he plays center for the Andalusia Bulldogs. And you're going to see me probably at about every Andalusia game there is, because I want to see him play. And also, you took your family. My family's there. I had another son who got recognized. He's a senior.
Yeah.
You know, senior night, first of the year. And also had my two little ones. Now, I had one, Coach, and you saw him. But
he had on white pants.
He had on a pair of San Diego Charger football pants. He had a Cam Newton Auburn jersey. He had a pair of shoulder pads. He had a blue, royal blue helmet. He had a burgundy helmet. And there's a grassy area outside the concession stand in that new stadium. He went up there and was Goldberging folks, button hooking people that was twice his age and getting high fives. He come back, he had dirt in his teeth, and his pants were no longer white, they were black. You think he had a good time?
I know he did.
I know he did too, because he went to sleep before we got home. And we don't live less than a mile from his head. But hey, let's roll into one more thing, Coach. We got a special guest going to be on the show tonight. I need to pay attention to the time. Let's go ahead and see if I can get him. Head coach at Rehoboth. Talk about that for just a minute. Let me see if I can get him going. Yeah, Rehoboth, I think, was on a six. Let me build it up for you. Okay, I think Rehoboth was on a 16-game losing streak.
They were.
I knew it was tough. I knew they went winless last year. They had a good spring. They played Geneva in the spring.
Had a good
showing against them. They carried on into the summer. Played Ashford, who I know you did, and myself. We had a lot riding high on Ashford. No. Disappointed us.
I was close to putting Ashford in the top five. And I was really close to putting them in the top 10. As a matter of fact, I think we did then.
Oh,
close. I know.
Who's in the top 10?
They were great. There was great debate in the top 10, and their name was mentioned, and then they.
Are you talking about Ashford?
Yes.
Yes, we talked about
and,
that.
And just to be honest, Ashford rolled up, came in there, and just laid me.
All right.
I saw them at some 7-on-7s. It's my offensive line challenges, and I was really, really impressed with what Ashford had coming back this year. And the season's young. I always say that, you know, football season is not a sprint, it's a marathon. And it's who can outlast the rest of them. And so, you know, one loss doesn't make a season. It doesn't break a season. So they have the opportunity to go on and have a really outstanding year. But I was surprised at the outcome of that game.
All right. Well, we're going to see if we can get Coach Good, football coach at Rehoboth High School. On the line right now. Can you hear that, Coach?
I can, and I hope I can hear him when he gets on.
I do too. Coach Gillen.
It is. How you doing?
Hey, Coach Gillen. This is Stan with Stan & Coaches. Got Coach Greg Ennis, partner, here with you. Hey, congratulations.
Coach, big win. Big win.
Huge win last week against an inter-county rival in Ashford.
Absolutely. It was great. It was a tremendous night for our kids. They had worked hard and really deserved it. They did it all through the spring and summer and, you know, put in the early morning hours and the late night hours and just found a way to do what it takes, you know.
Well, Coach, I'm gonna say this. If you look at Ashford on the hoof, with you, on the hoof, they look a little bit better than y'all do. But you know, that's the funny thing about this game. Looks don't win it. You know, that's why we play it, because sometimes the best looking ones aren't the best team. And Friday night, y'all had the best team.
Well, we're fortunate and blessed to, you know, had a good night. You know, we had a few things go our way, and our kids had really worked hard to get to that point. So we were just tickled for it. It's always fun to win, but you know, that was big for us. That's kind of a rivalry game, and it's always a pretty heated contest, and it just meant a lot to our kids to get off to a good start.
Well, Coach, I know you hurt your feelings Friday night, and I know you're off this week, correct?
Right. The Dothan Northview merge, we wound up open this week.
Right. Now, with that big win, what have you done this week to try to carry that momentum into an off week so early?
But, man, that's tough because they're ready to play. They're tired kind of hitting each other. You know, we're trying to keep it going and keep them on track. And I told our guys that we were going to do what we do every week. And we've just approached it like any other week, except, you know, of course, have a little extra time prepared for our game next Friday. But we just had football practice. You know, kept our schedule, do our regular thing. The only thing we changed different is, of course, didn't have our walkthrough today. We had football practice today, and it kind of felt funny to have football practice on Thursday instead of just a walkthrough, you know.
Right.
So we just tried to keep going what we had started and try to keep them focused. They're excited and pumped up. So, you know, it was a win that meant a lot to them. It's been, third game of Coach Clark's last year since we won a game.
Well,
so
Coach,
about 17 games ago.
Who do y'all have next?
We got Charles Henderson there next Friday.
Well, Coach, coming into Charles Henderson, that's got to be great to go in there and play in that stadium, you know, with that on that college field and taking your kids over there. And, you know, to me, that would be exciting enough. But knowing that you got a chance to start the season 2-0, and playing in that kind of atmosphere, I don't think you're going to have a hard time getting them ready to play, Coach.
I feel like they're going to be ready to go and excited to go. They're like I said, they're talking about getting to get on that field. You know, they were talking about it at school, you know, this week, you know, getting on that turf. And they got a new rug at Troy, and so they're all fired up about it. And like I said, this is a great group of kids. They're very, very committed. They're hard workers. They don't mind getting after it. They're very resilient. But this bunch, you know, they took it on the chin several nights last year.
I'm sorry, Coach.
No, I was just going to say, so they've grown, you know, some from that. They're a little tougher than they were last year.
Well, can you throw out a few names right now? Who is kind of early on been some leaders, you know, for you?
I'd about just have to throw the roster at you. We played last week. We had seven different running backs touch the ball.
Man.
So we spread
the love a little bit, wasn't you, Coach?
We did. We spread the love, and that's running back at its finest. And that's kind of the way our guys have been. They've been willing to buy into that next man up concept and jump in and find a place to play. You know, I tell you, a guy that really stepped up big for us last week was Case Weaver. Last year, Case was a 10th grade quarterback that had never taken a varsity snap. He played all 10 games for us. And then this year, we kind of got a quarterback race, and Jay Trawick played Eastman back for us and did a great job. We got one of our tight ends got a little tired playing both ways, and you know, Case jumped up and said, "Coach, I can do that." And dang if he did, three quarters of as good a tight end as anybody we had, and also played some quarterback Friday night. You know, we had to put him quarterback some, didn't have to, rather, but we had to make quarterback change and put him in. Jay Trawick got banged up a little bit, so we had to make the swap. And, you know, he just jumped back at quarterback like he'd been there all night. And, you know, guys like that make games just so much more fun and so much bigger because they're willing to do whatever they got to do to make the team successful. And it's just refreshing to see a bunch of guys take a team concept these days. You know, you don't see it a lot.
Well, because y'all, apparently y'all did a good job with it and got them to buy into to what y'all believe and y'all system. And listen, that's just a testimony to what you and your staff's doing there.
I've been blessed with some of the guys I got on my staff this year. We've got some young coaches that are, they're inspiring me. They're working, they're getting after it. They're, you know, watching film all day, every day, and just asking questions and willing to get in there and do the dirty work. And they're kind of doing the same thing, you know, I was talking about our team doing. They're about this team concept. There's no small jobs. Everybody doing their part, doing a little extra. You know, our offensive line last week, they were just phenomenal. you could just name them all off, and every one of them could be recognized for what they did. Zane Littlefield, Jay Spicker, Nate Jukestock. Kyle was just, they did everything we asked them to do. Spencer Carpenter was another one of our linemen well last week. And because that was huge.
I've tried to tell people that all summer big Ashford was, and nobody believes me, Coach. When I tell them, they look at me and say, "There's no way."
I had a buddy call me. He said, "Coach, I hate to tell you this." He said, "But we just got through 7-on-7 with Ashford," and he said their line average is over 300 pounds, and he said their skilled guys are huge and fast.
Yes,
and he said. And then he calls me back later and he says, "I hate your folks at Ashford." I'm like, "Oh, man, come on now. Give me a break. But he was right. You know, you look at him, and that's a good-looking buck. Coach Littleton's a great coach. They'll bounce back and be fine. I believe they'll have a good year.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking the time, especially since you don't have a game this week. It's a little family time, but just a few minutes with you. We wish you nothing but the best on the rest of your season. And, carry this momentum going into next week against Charles Henderson. And, hey, you sitting there 2-0, and that's something that hadn't been within a while. And I think, you get a little momentum, and you can start thinking a little playoff run.
Well, we talked to our kids today about having some vision, just on what's right here, right now, and not get too far out of the box. But you have to have those goals and mindset that that's where you're headed. I think these guys are thinking that way. So it's like I said, it's a great bunch of kids and a great staff to have an opportunity to work with, and we're just anxious to see how this plays out.
Well, Coach, we just wanted to, again, tell you congratulations on a great win and wish you luck the rest of the year. And I hope we can get you back on before the end of the year.
Absolutely. Anytime. I appreciate y'all having me, giving us a chance to talk about our kids and our program. And I just appreciate it. Any way I can help y'all, please holler at me. Let me know.
Yes, sir, Coach. We thank you. Good luck.
Hey, thanks a lot. Good talking to y'all.
Uh-huh.
Hey, this is Kyle at Dalton Tire and Auto, home of the hard job, listening to Stan and the Coach at Power Prep Sports Network.
To realize they do have a lot of talent over there. Whatever happened, sometimes it's not your night. But
it's a long season.
It's a long season.
Ashford can come back, and they can make a run at this, and they have the people to do it.
But they got beat like 36-22.
Oh, you're right. Listen.
It wasn't 17-14.
No, they got beat like a Navajo war drum.
It was like Jim and I turning around.
I'm telling you,
it was something. I mean, I don't.
It was bad.
That score, I thought it was a misprint.
Well, it happens.
It happened. Well, hey, Coach, let's take just a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about Walt
Massey
again real quick.
All right.
Hey, we're back right here. I had to take a quick break, go over a few things right here. We got Walt Massey. Man, that truck was nice. They let us drive down to Lucia.
That's some great people.
Great folks over there. I think they're going to let us take that Jeep Gladiator out.
I doubt it.
Maybe out of the showroom and in the parking lot.
Well, they might let us wash it.
Yeah, we can go wash it, hand wash it.
Yeah.
With cloth diaper. But, Encore, sports medicine, rehab. All
taking care of the kids.
Got great staff, trainers, doctors, Joker Graphics. Now look at that banner, Coach.
It's pretty, isn't it?
That's a pretty banner.
That is blue. Yeah, I know it doesn't look blue, right, but there. It is blue.
And we'll be in the new football dojo and training center right here. It's still a work in progress.
Yeah, it's a lot going on.
It's still a work in progress.
I got to figure out where to, how to hang up my memorabilia.
Zorro?
That's Notre Dame.
Oh.
That is DK.
That looks like Arlington Hudson.
Not quite.
When he was down there.
Not quite. Okay. That guy's got a neck.
Was that Paul Godwin?
Yeah.
He was down there too.
He was for a little while.
Well,
but, you know, I think I'm the only Notre Dame fan in South Alabama.
Well, I was kind of a fan of Lou Holtz. I'm just a Lou Holtz.
I like him.
You know, so.
I do.
You know, he had some good teams when he was there.
He did. That was back in the day.
Well, Coach, let's talk about our top 45. We pretty much whooped after that horse and put it to bed because it's
it needed to.
You know, it's on down there, but we had a lot of shakeup at the top. And if you follow us, which you should be doing if you're not already, Greenville is our new number one.
Well, let's start at the bottom and go.
We're just going to go through it real quick.
We're not going to discuss everything.
Not going to discuss everything.
Tell everybody where you stay.
Well, 45 Barber County.
Yeah.
Which I think to break the longest losing streak in Alabama tomorrow night.
I'm going to say this. If they don't do it tomorrow night,
it won't happen.
It won't happen till next year.
If they're on schedule.
If they can.
Then if coming in at a slim 44, we got Ashford, and then we have Pleasant Home.
You know, I took a lot of heat about that Ashford meeting.
We ain't going to talk about Ashford.
I know.
We got Monroe County. We got McKenzie. They had a preseason game on a Thursday night.
They did.
Had a good showing.
But they got used to.
Well, they got Coach Jamie Riggs and the Raiders this week.
This week, I think I may knock them back down.
Yeah, they not don't have very good. No. But they still.
I bet they'll be hydrated, though.
They will. Glacier from the Philippines. Water from the Philippines. GW Long, Zion Chapel, Strong. Strong got a hold of the Hornet's Nest in Headland.
Yeah, they got stung pretty bad over there. Them Rams butted them around.
And then Sampson, they kind of saw the Emmanuel Anderson show over there. Sampson.
I think they saw it from behind, didn't they?
Well, hey, that kid,
wasn't they behind him most of the time?
That kid's good. We're going to talk about him in just a little bit. Houston County got Kinston, Ayrton, Cottonwood, and W.S. Neal. That's 45 through 31. Then we get to 30. We got the Geneva Panthers, who took a loss to Providence Christian.
Yeah, they did. I was kind of surprised by that.
Elba, who lost to Delville. They kind of dropped there. Then Rehoboth. Rehoboth was like in the 40s the week before. They moved all the way up to 27, Coach.
That's a reason for that.
There's a reason that. They had a big win. Then we got Red Level. Then Florella, who went down to Mobile and played St. Michael. Had a shootout with them and won that game.
Sounded like a basketball game, didn't it?
Well, it's, you know, Coach Green, Coach Toby Green, he's got a prolific offense. They're still learning how to play defense down there in Florella. But, and they got a Player of the Week nomination.
They did.
And
he had like 500 catches.
No, he had 9 catches for like 200.
That's what yeah. I knew it was something like that.
You know, the West kid down there, he's a ball player. And we'll get to him in a minute. Then we got our buddy Otisdale at Slocum at 24. He's got a big matchup with Cottonwood this Friday night. The Pike County Bulldogs, Georgiana Panthers, the Dale County Warriors.
Where did Georgiana come in at?
They're at 22. We're going to find out if they can win this week. They're going to move up high. They got Luverne.
Yeah.
And then rounding out down to 20, Geneva County moved up to the top 20. So that's where we're at.
That's good.
That's good. Now, at 19, got Wicksburg, 18, Abbeville, 17, Goshen, and 16, Enterprise. Enterprise totally, if we had a toilet flushing right now, I'm disappointed in the Wildcats.
How?
Didn't they have an 80 point in the fourth quarter?
How do you give up 24 unanswered points
and those guys
in the fourth quarter?
Drove in Hertz vans from North Miami Beach.
Yep.
Enterprise.
I think they took it one of those Ubers.
An Uber.
Yeah, yeah. Something like
they
that.
They had them on an Uber. Suburban.
Yeah.
But
they were strapped to the top.
They allowed the top five all the way down to 16, then Charles Henderson at 15, Highland Home at 14, H.A. Houston Academy, slowly up, Coach Riggs, number 13, Kale of Ozark at 12, and right outside the top 10, at number 11, the Delville Warhawks. That's my team.
I'm thinking they may move up again.
Well, all right, here's the top 10. We got number 10, T.R. Miller.
T.R. Miller's always going to be up there around that.
Number 9, Brantley. Number 8, Hillcrest of Evergreen, who lost to Greenville.
They did.
Andalusia at number 7. Eufaula at number 6. Dothan at number 5.
And now, Eufaula did lose, but they lost to
a big,
really good team out of Georgia.
And Dothan lost as well, but they to play Chalkville, who I think has lost 2 games in
28 and 2 years.
In 2 years. So they went like they were playing.
No, and the first half of that game,
it was
close.
Well, you know, it was like within a 2-point game, and they went to a lightning delay.
They did.
And so that may have swung some or something. Then our top 4, this is where we had the big change. At number 4, Headland, the Rams.
I just don't think they're going to stay there long. I'm just going to say.
Number 3, Providence Christian.
Very good. What's them old folks say? They got a good ball club.
They got a good ball club. We're going to find out. They got a tough region. Number 2, the Luverne Tigers, who is upset. There's some folks in Luverne is upset. We got them at number 2 because they feel like they should be number 1. Because they said, well, they didn't say, they beat Greenville in a spring football game.
That's a spring game. That don't count.
Doesn't count.
That's like beating your little cousin on Thanksgiving. That don't mean nothing.
Well, and then at number 1, the Greenville Tigers. Now, you don't like where you're at, what you got to do, Coach?
Win. That's all you got to do, win.
All you got to do is win. And that
we'll move you up.
We'll move you up, and we can move you down,
we'll
too.
We'll move you down in our ass cash. But win, move you up.
Win. And, you know, that's how you get moved up. And, you know, it's, and a lot of folks, you know, with the, of course, this is our opinion, okay? And we feel like it's pretty strong because you'll see as the season plays out. I think folks can look back and see when they see this rankings, when it's all said and done, coach, we're pretty spot on.
We're pretty close. Well, I promise you this. I'm not going to say that I was.
We're going to say I said it a lot back that we were wrong.
I say I missed something, but yeah. I wasn't wrong.
We missed Ashford. But the.
I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Okay, but they're going to rebound.
I hope so. I really do. They got a great group of kids over there. I know they worked hard this summer. I don't know what happened Friday night. I'm going to give all the credit to Rehoboth.
Yes. From the way Coach Gillen taught, his kids are a very close-knit group, very motivated.
Well, I'm going to give all the credit to Rehoboth, and I'm going to say that Ashford, one game does not make a season, and I really believe they are going to move up in a hurry.
They very well. All right, hey, we're getting a lot of messages right here. Folks are wanting to know who's band of the week, who's team of the week.
We're getting that.
We're going to go into it right now.
Let's start with the band.
The band, okay. We had, of course, big nominations, and this was the first time for us doing something like this. Now, we had, man, Stevie's got to practice skills.
Well, and his little fingers from writing is just all cramped up.
He was trying to write each school out.
I know.
And I said, use tally mark, Stevie.
And he didn't know what that
was. He didn't know what a tally mark was. But, folks, there was over 1,000 people who voted end of the week.
Yeah.
And there were four bands, four great bands to vote for that were nominated. The four that we took got the most nominations. And then we took those four to let people vote. Now, probably what we'll do is probably going to come down to two next week because we create a poll and Stevie doesn't have to do any tally marks. Okay, but no, he had trouble with that. Jonathan's not here to help. But,
well, you know, Jonathan's at Alabama, so his math skills aren't the greatest.
No,
anyway.
He's a psychology major. We add up the total votes. Now, folks, and I try telling folks this, since you voted in the comments of the post, you could come back and vote as many times as you wanted to.
Oh, absolutely.
Those were counted. If you voted 30 times yourself, we counted. This was a highly competitive.
It was close.
And I was shocked because our smallest band garnered the most votes.
But it was close.
It was close. Our Power Prep Sports Band of the Week.
Drum roll.
Drum roll. Let's see.
It's showtime.
That's what they say right
there. Yeah.
It's the Sampson Tigers.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Sampson Tigers. We're going to have something for you. We haven't decided yet what we're going to do, but we're going to have an award each week to give to these bands. But the Sampson Tigers edged out the Op Bobcats. I'm going to just say it. Those were the top two.
Vote-getters.
Vote-getters.
That the fans voted on.
The fans voted on.
We didn't have anything to do with it.
No. They edged them out by 7 votes.
That's close.
That is close.
Out of 1,000 votes, 7.
7. So there was folks back and forth. I mean, it.
But again, congratulations, yeah, Sam.
Congratulations to Sam. Is our Power Prep Sports
first band of the week.
First band of the week. So good luck. Drew Ellis is their drum major. I'm not drum major. What's a band director? Band director over there at Sampson, he does a great job. Young guy, does wonders for those kids over there. He's got a small group, they play loud.
Apparently they play pretty good, though.
They do, and congratulations to the Sampson Tigers. You're the Power Prep Sports Band of the Week. Now.
Massey Automotive.
Massey Automotive, Player of the Week.
This was a close one.
We had three great.
The three kids that we finally picked out of the nominations.
Which one at Geneva County, Emmanuel Henderson. Of course, he scored 5 touchdowns, last week against Sampson, had a big game, and
5 touchdowns. That's a career for something.
You know, I think he returned a punt, and he may have even sold corn dogs.
Yeah, I was going to say, he returned a punt, he played defense, and he was making hot dogs at halftime.
At the half, and then we had Jalen White from Delville. Man, that kid. If I had a vote, and it's nothing against the Henderson kids, I'd love to have both of them. But I would have voted against the competition I was playing against. Elba, who traditionally, very strong team.
Pretty good.
He ran through them like through a goose.
He had a great game. You could tell that kid has been very well coached. He plays with a lot of heart. Just watching his highlight,
Hey, and he got a lot of his yards, Coach. He wasn't getting on outside the end. He got it between the tackles.
Oh, yeah.
I think
one time I saw Elby hand him a quarter for the ride that we get.
Well, they got a bunch of them. And then down at Florella, Logan West, he does a lot for that team. I think you're going to see, we'll probably see his name. We'll see all these guys' names again a bunch of times this season. Three great players.
They did. And it, this vote was close.
And this vote was close by all three. I mean, that we had a lot of participation there. And once again, we thank y'all for voting and nominating. And this one was separated between 18 votes from the winner right here. Our Walt Massey Automotive first player of the week goes to Dale the Warhawk, Jalen White.
Well, he's very deserved.
And now, like I said, it was a close votes. A lot of votes cast. Also, over this, because we had it over Instagram, we had a couple of Facebook posts. We were over 1,000 votes on this.
All three of these kids are very deserving.
They are.
They played really, had great games for their team. And there were some other nominations that were out there. But when you send us your nominations, we need stats. We need to know what they did during the game. We had a couple of nominations, and they said, well, he's a great kid. Well, you know, everybody that plays this game now is a great kid, and we'd love to nominate them all. But we really need some stats on them for the game.
One thing, if you do, because we'll have nominations open after Friday night's games, it is imperative that if you nominate a kid, that you send those stats in. Offense, defense, whatever they did all night, because just with Jalen White, just with his big offensive performance, he had a heck of a career game on defense. Well, Coach, he had 11 tackles, 3 for a loss,
yeah,
3 breakups, and he also had a 40-yard average punting. So he may have sold popcorn, corn dogs, and over butt, you know, so... He did a lot there.
And listen, don't think, I'm an old defensive coach.
Power Prep Sports.
And we appreciate it.
And we can't tell you how much we did it. And
we started doing this so that the players in this region could get some recognition, and that's what this is all about. It's getting those young men that practice and work and do it all that all summer and all year, and so they can participate in the games and to get them some recognition for what they've done and what they're trying to do.
Well, congratulations, Jalen White. You're our first Walt Massey Player of the Week. Hey, and we talked with Joker Graphics today. Joker Graphics today, you're going to get a Walt Massey Player of the Week T-shirt. And so we're going to get that to you. And, man, it's exciting, Coach. You know, especially to see these kids. Nominate them. Get your nominations in. The ones who are nominated the most will be considered for Player of the Week. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come right back. We've got Team of the Week.
Team of the Week.
And
Walt Massey Team of the Week.
And then our Pigskin Panel, and we'll close it out, Coach. Hey, we're back just real quick.
Coach, is
you might. Yeah, I hear you. We got.
It's on.
It's on.
Okay.
We just had Band of the Week, Samson Tigers.
Player of the week,
Jalen White, Dale.
Team of the week.
This came down. We also had nominations for this as well. We took the top two. We had the Dale County Warriors and the Devil Warhawks. That went back and forth. It was, and let me tell you, folks, when you have
if I could have nominated, I'd have nominated Rob.
I would have to. Rehovas should have just nominated. I think one person.
If I could have nominated somebody, that's who I'd have nominated. Well, we're not going to talk about that anymore. Stop.
Well, the way we did the voting on the team of the week, it was real simple, but a lot of folks made it real difficult. There was Daleville was on the left, Dale County was on the right. You go to that post, you tap, touch the team you want to vote for. That's it. Don't tap it again because you'll unvote for it. Just tap it one time. Your vote's counting. But we had about 800 comments under the team of the week. We were over 1,000 as well.
Yeah.
For that as well. And it went back and forth. It's close to a 50-50. I think it came down to 54% and 46% when it was all said and done.
That was close.
That's close. Our first Walt Massey
team of the week
goes to the Daleville Warhawks.
They had a big win.
It's showtime.
They had a big win. They, you know, they were impressive.
They were.
And, they were impressive.
That was Coach Lett's first win as a head coach at Dale.
Sure was.
You know, so.
Absolutely.
You know, congratulations, Dale. They took a lot of hardware tonight with the team of the week, player of the week. And congratulations to the Sampson Tigers on the band of the week. Coach, we're going to wrap this up with the pigskin panel.
Let's get them.
I didn't do so hot last week with staff picks.
I was disappointed in my pick.
Shut your mouth and lift the weight.
I had some technical difficulties. It turned into my two sons and romper room right here for a few minutes. We apologize for that.
Hit the table, that's what happened.
Yeah, when you hit the table.
Am I on now?
You're on now.
All right,
but hey, we're going to finish up with our pigskin panel. Brandon Speedy White. Then we had David Goblin right behind him at 9-3. Then we had two people tied at the third spot with Andrew Etheridge and Kevo the Goat Waldrop, a guy out of Birmingham.
Yeah.
Both of them went 8-4. And then everybody else was kind of in the pack there.
Yeah, man.
And 7-5, 6-6. Our one female, Jenny Crocker, she went 6-6.
She outpicked you.
She outpicked me. Thank you. And then the rest of the folks, Stephen Gerald, Walt Massey went 5-7. I know he wasn't too happy with that. And Justin Walker went 4-8, and just went 4-8. And but I did pick better than one person.
Who was that?
That was the Tire King,
Kyle.
Kyle Dalton.
Kyle got
10.
2-10.
And I don't even know the two games either.
You could have thrown darts at the game. Well, he got to. You could have put the names on the board and threw darts at one of them and done better than 2-10.
Well, I'm going to do better this week, Coach. I guarantee it. I can do better than 4-8.
I'm going undefeated. I'm fixing to get them all.
Well, they're already posted.
I know. That's everybody can look at them and see. I mean, I've got it this week.
So if you're keep it up at home, which we encourage you to do, and some folks are. Because some folks wonder, how come I can't be on that panel? Well, we didn't draw your name out of the Tupperware. But we did draw two specials.
Yes, we said we're going to do this.
We said we was going to do this. We have.
You win, you stay in.
You win, you stay in. And we have Brandon Green. I didn't ask Brandon where he was from. But he was chosen, and Shannon Glenn from Andalusia.
I'm gonna tell you something. I don't know the other guy. I really don't. But I know Shannon, and Shannon's gonna be tough to beat now.
Well, I think they only differentiate on, is that a word?
Sounds good to me.
On three picks, three or four picks, right there. So
We'll see. Whoever wins stays in.
That's right.
And we'll draw another person out to challenge them the next week.
Hey, it's like the old wrestling matches where if they throw them out of the ring, you're eliminated.
You get thrown over the top.
You're eliminated. You're
an elimination. So, you know, loser leave town match.
So if you throw him over the top rope, you get to be back next week.
And you folks that won T-shirts, just got those in from Joker Graphics. Going to be getting those out to you here this week. I was able to get one out to Christy Turner, who won one, got hers out yesterday.
We need to remind everybody to, during the week or during the games on Friday night,
Encore scoreboard.
To update it.
Yeah, we're going to have a post that will, you go to our page, and it will be pinned, which means it will be located as the very first post that you will see. And it will stay up there through the whole night. If you can, if you're at a ball game, you got internet service, got Wi-Fi, log on your Facebook, get into Power Prep Sports, go to that post and put your comment under the comments. Give us an update of the game you're at. Heck, if you got a picture,
send us some videos,
send us. We'll put it out there and you're going to get credit for it. I mean, you're going to be like a Power Prep Sports correspondent.
And hey,
that's brought to you by
pictures of the band.
Pictures of the band,
cheerleaders.
Where you sitting, what you eating from the concession stand.
I would really, really like to know what is the best food at each home game.
We're going to challenge our fans here tonight. That's great, Coach.
You know, I'm a concession stand connoisseur.
A connoisseur.
I love concession stands.
Especially them brim sandwiches.
We won't get into that tonight. We don't have time.
Spread the word. We need a picture of the best item from each concession stand tomorrow night.
Now, I can tell you this. At Bruton.
They play tonight.
Bruton used to have fried sweet potato fries that they would sprinkle powdered sugar on top of. Those things were the bomb.
Well, if you can do that, I think that'd be fun for us. Find the Encore scoreboard post. Update it. Tell us the quarter, the score, pictures, videos.
Anything you want to put up there. That's nice.
That's football prep related, you know, to get these kids out there.
I really want to know about the concession stand. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I really want to know about that.
That's a big deal.
That's a big draw for me because we're going to go to some different games this year.
Right.
And I want to know what to eat at places I go to. This week we're going to see Op and Elba.
And I'm going up to Montgomery to see Andalusian Trinity. I don't think I'll be.
Well, you may, at Trinity, you may get some frog wall.
What's that?
I don't know.
It sounded pretty.
It did, dude.
Some frog wall. Coach Tisdale, he did send us a message earlier. He said he wanted a COB from churches.
He loves those COB.
Got some the other night. I don't think chicken was. I think it was still goblin, or not goblin, but cackling.
I can't handle that.
But hey, that's our pigskin panel challenges. Whatever, keep up with us, you know, with the panel, see where you rank as far as the experts. Hey, that's it, not coach.
Expert. I've never been called an expert.
Not us. We're just staff. I didn't say I was an expert, but hey, we want to thank again Walt Massey. We want to thank Encore Rehabilitation and Encore Sports Medicine. We want to thank Joker Graphics.
We also have another one coming.
We got another one coming.
Big announcement next week.
And if you want to get on board of being a producer.
That's helping us produce this.
To help us produce these things.
Giving us wire.
And supporting high school athletics. Then give us a call. Message us on Facebook. Follow us if you hadn't done so already. Be sure to get ready for the Player of the Week, Band of the Week, and all those good things. Hey, it's been a big night, Coach. Coach Gillen from Rehoboth.
And a surprise guest next week.
Surprise guest. I don't even know who that is.
I know. I hadn't told you.
Okay.
Surprise guest next week.
Hey, thank you for tuning in. Sorry about the technical difficulties.
New studio. Got to get the dojo work.
Got to get the dojo work. We had a few young dojos in here tonight that was wanting to wrestle. But we'll see you next week. Follow us. Like us. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Stan and the Coach on the Power Prep Sports Network.